from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah, I love this time of year. The Tuesday after Labor Day, baseball pennant races are heating up. You can rewind to the first hour of this program. The expectations on the Mets and Yankees in this final stretch drive. To me, the Yankees have to win the AL East, and the Mets making the playoffs would be a massive, massive disappointment. But we are now days away from the National Football League. But here's the other thing that happens. Guys come home. Guys realize, all right, I've held out, but now I want to play football. And the Jets happen to be playing a team that had a few of those scenarios. You had the Brandon Ayuk situation, in which it looked like the Niners would trade him, potentially to New England, potentially to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But there was also in the back of their minds the possibility that they would keep him, which they ended up doing by signing him to a mega contract extension.
Yeah, that was a weird situation because he was given permission to seek a trade, so to speak. And then he kind of sought permission and then didn't like where he was potentially going. And so he was kind of forced to just negotiate with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, they got it done, but they have paid a lot of people, the 49ers.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel has not come due yet, and he's going to be coming due. He's likely not going to be there. And currently, Trent Williams, who was their stud left tackle,
who they just paid to?
Well, exactly. Like, how are they doing it?
Yeah. Well, that's because someone told me the salary cap is fungible.
It is fungible, but you are pushing, like, so much money down the line. And it's, you better win. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, no doubt.
You better win.
The Niners played a dangerous game, a game that I don't know if a girlfriend's ever done to you or maybe you've done to a girlfriend, which is, you know what? I want to get married, but I'm going to let you play the field. We're going to break up. I want you to sleep around. I want you to see what's out there, date, you know, see what you got, and then decide if you want to come home. So Brandon Ayuk was given the opportunity to sleep around.
Yep.
So he's been given permission. He's been given a hall pass. You could sleep a little bit with the Steelers. You could hook up a little bit with the Patriots. And then after a few of these weird one-night stands, he's like, you know what? I think she does it best.
I love you, baby.
I'm going home.
I love you, baby.
And that's exactly what happened.
I'm sorry. I wanted to go elsewhere.
Now, from a short-term perspective, I have no ill will towards the San Francisco 49ers. They are an obnoxious franchise with a lot of obnoxious fans, but I don't really hate them, love them. I don't care about them. I care about them for week one. And so the possibility that one of the better left tackles in football, Trent Williams, not playing was a good thing. The possibility that Brandon Ayuk wouldn't be out there was a good thing. Christian McCaffrey's dealing with a calf issue. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting here rooting for injuries, but him not being out there would be a good thing. As a Jet fan, we were just given the info, hey, guess what? The starting left tackle, Trent Williams, is probably going to play. Brandon Ayuk is probably going to play. Not good news for the Jets. So that's negative number one. But the negative number two is, I'm thinking about my guy. I'm thinking about Hassan Reddick. And I had this argument with Sean. We've had the discussion, too, that eventually he's going to come home. Eventually he's going to realize, I have to play football. What am I going to do? Am I really going to hold out a season? Like, what purpose is that? And here we are on the Tuesday before the season starts. And maybe there's negotiations, but we haven't heard a damn thing about it.
Nope.
And I am now starting to get very, very worried about how is this going to play out?
Yeah, so the challenge is it's now game week. It is, it's, you know, you have an extra day, so to speak, because it is a Monday game, so game week hasn't necessarily started yet.
But when does game week start? When you play a Monday night game? Wednesday?
Well, It's usually Wednesday.
Okay.
So Mondays, this is not first regular season game. It's different because obviously you're not having a recovery day. But it's a get around the facility. Let's get our minds right. It's game week Monday. Tuesday's an off day. Wednesday's game day, or first week of game day. First day of game week, I should say. So for the Jets, it's kind of Thursday.
I love how you're giving me a few extra days to not be too mad.
Right.
Give it to Thursday.
So if he's not there in 2 days, you got an issue. Now, the challenge is I don't know what the hell he's been doing this entire time.
Well, he did release a video a few weeks ago of him training with trainer or whatever.
Were there other football players on the field?
I didn't see it.
And the answer would be no. So he's not training to the level that he needs to be to get ready for a football season, which is coming in a little less than a week. And so Hassan Reddick, even if he does sign, is likely only going to play 20 to 30 plays. He's not playing 60-something plays and maximizing his get-after-it on Brock Purdy.
Okay, so real quick on that before we get back to Reddick, because this is important, and why not start talking about football games? They're about to occur. Is Trent Williams going to be... I think he's going to play. That's the indication. But is he going to be Williams at his best after missing this much time?
There has to be some sort of rust, so to speak, to steal the cliche word. But he's also 36 years old, a ridiculous stud, better than any left tackle we've seen in this generation. And so if there's one guy that I would say he could just kind of show up and be really good, maybe not great elite, but really damn good, it's Trent Williams.
Yeah, my gut tells me, tell me if I'm wrong, just kind of looking at football players, their body, their size, and their jobs, there's a better chance that Brandon Ayuk is going to be affected by this holdout more so than Trent Williams.
Yeah, timing. Being in the right physical shape, even though he was around working out. It's one thing when you're just not there. Hassan Reddick is not there. Like they had, when we were over there 2 weeks ago, nobody had laid eyes on him.
Right.
So it's completely different. It almost feels like he's so upset about this lack of a contract that he doesn't care about his team.
Well, that hurts him.
Right, and I don't think that was the case for Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
I think Trent Williams. I think they cared about their teams. They just wanted to be paid.
Well, they also experienced the closeness of losing with that team.
Yes.
Hassan Reddick is not even a Jet yet. Like, he's a Jet technically, but is he really? I don't think he's ever talked to the head coach. Like, is he even a Jet yet?
I know. We keep hearing these awkward questions asked to Robert Saleh. Hey, have you talked to Hassan Reddick?
Right.
And he gives that not really, but I don't want to say I have.
It's concerning. I'll tell you two reasons why I am starting to get concerned. I'll be perfectly honest about it. Number one, it's like breaking the seal. Once you miss week one and nothing changes, let's say we do get to that point where nothing changes, and now you're giving up game checks.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a motivation for him to come back until I think the date would be week 11 or week 12 when you lose the accrued year.
Right.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, accrued.
Yeah, it's close.
Accrued.
So once you break through by not playing, I start to think to myself, oh my God, he's not going to play for 2 months. He's actually going to wait until the next big deadline, which is losing an accrued season.
Accrued.
I get it at some point.
A season occurred, but it was not accrued.
Would you have ever corrected me, Sean, or were you confused by the word?
There are some things that leave your mouth, Evan, that I go, I'm going what Evan's got there.
Oh, really? That's not one of them. So I'm worried about that. And here's the other thing I'm worried about. When you look back at last year, you know who the leading sacker was for the New York Jets last year? A guy who actually had double-digit sacks, which is so rare in the history of the New York Jets. Sean is raising his hand. Ooh. Go ahead.
He's on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ah, Tiki got it.
There you go. Bryce Huff.
Mm-hmm.
They lost that.
And John Michael Schmidt was the other one. It was close.
John Franklin.
John Franklin Myers.
Not your guy.
John Michael Schmidt gave up double-digit sacks.
What do you have, 8.5?
John Franklin Myers only had 3.5 last year, but what you're thinking about is Quentin Jefferson, who's not here anymore.
That's right. Quentin
Jefferson. Six. The Jets have lost half the amount of sacks that they got a year ago, and that doesn't even count the sneaky sacks where the pressure of Bryce Huff actually helps a teammate get a sack. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I look at this team so excitedly for Monday. I mean, I couldn't be more excited for the start of an NFL season. And I need to pinch myself. Oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers is healthy. Oh, my God, Garrett Wilson, Brees, oh, this is going to be amazing. And then you start to think, well, what are their weaknesses? Well, their pass rush could be a weakness. Is Will McDonald any good? I'm not calling him a bust yet. I just don't know if he's that good.
Right.
And they've lost key guys. And one of the guys brought in to replace said key guys doesn't call anybody back.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't exist. And you're facing a Niner team, maybe not the best example, but you're facing a damn good San Francisco team who, by the way, just got a future Hall of Fame left tackle back. And it looks like Christian McCaffrey's going to play. And what was one of the big weaknesses the Jet defense had last year? Stopping the run. They were 25th in the league.
Yep.
So maybe this is how you know Tiki football season is back. I've talked myself into being very, very, very worried about Monday night's game.
You should be.
Oh, thanks.
You should be because it doesn't feel like there's any movement. It feels like Joe Douglas is simply saying, you're under contract, be here. We are not giving you a new contract. Now, maybe there's other things going on that we're just not privy to. Because you're not even hearing leaks. You're not even hearing...
No, nothing.
...friend of the agent or whatever the heck you hear from these situations where talks are in the works or they're trying to work something. Like, Brandon and I, you felt like... This is eventually going to get solved.
Definitely, because there was movement in terms of he may get traded. He's talking to other teams.
Back and forth. Hey, you're all right. You want to do that? All right, go talk to the New England Patriots. All right. Go talk to this team. We're fine. We're going to put an offer on the table for you. And if you don't like it, good luck going elsewhere. But you know what? We're here for you if you want to come back. It felt like there was dialogue. The same thing was happening with Trent Williams. It was simple. I'm the best left tackle in football. Pay me like the best left tackle in football.
Right.
And they were listening. Okay, we're trying to make it work. It's hard for us because we've paid damn near everybody else too, but we'll try to make it work, Trent Williams. With the Jets and Hassan Reddick, it feels like they're not even having a conversation.
And so here's what kind of worries me, and I hate to parrot something Sean put into my head 3 weeks ago, but he did say it, and I'm just hoping it doesn't happen. I just laid out all of what they've lost on this defensive line and from this pass rush from a year ago. If in week one against San Francisco, we're sitting here on Tuesday, and I think it's official, Joe B will be back with us 4 o'clock the day after the Jets play, and we're sitting here with Joe, and even before that, and we're saying, boy, Rodgers looked great. Brees Hall looked great. Garrett Wilson was fed. Boy, this offense was amazing. But they could never get to Brock Purdy. They could never get to the quarterback. And we're now talking about how they missed Hassan Reddick. That plays into Reddick's hand, and I wonder if that's what he and his agent are even thinking at this point. You know what? Oh, you don't need me? You're not even going to talk? Okay. Go play the defending NFC champions. Let's see how that goes. And then if sports talk radio and all of New York is screaming, boy, this Will McDonald is a bust, bro, maybe this leads into Joe Douglas saying, crap, I have to give in now.
Well, yeah, when you have Jermaine Johnson and Will McDonald, who are recent draft picks, right? Last year and two years ago.
Was a first-round pick.
Yeah, and both of them were.
Yes.
And so, but even each of the last couple of years, but then you go and trade for Hassan Reddick? So what are you saying? Either you want a lot of depth on your defensive line, which could be the issue, by the way, because think about where Robert Saleh, when he was in San Francisco, that's essentially what they did. They were always drafting pressure defensive linemen. And so maybe it's that. But or it could be, well, maybe this guy just wasn't good enough. We got to put a veteran because we need to win now based on your offensive situation with Aaron Rodgers. We need a win now defensive player. Let's go get Hassan Reddick, and we'll work out the particulars when we have to. And they just haven't worked out the particulars. And I know that like there's some, oh, hey, deadlines, you know, pressure. The pressure of the games getting ready to start. The, you know, we're less than a week away. That's going to put pressure on getting this done. I keep hearing that. But I also have not heard a thing about this getting close to being done.
No, I don't think they're talking.
I'm going to contrast this to what was going on with the other holdout. Because, by the way, there's only two yesterday. It was Trent Williams and Hassan Reddick. The other holdout, it felt like for the last month, it was going to happen. It was just a matter of getting the money right.
You do have the weird Ja'Marr Chase situation where he's holding in.
Yeah.
He wants a new contract.
But his is different. Ja'Marr Chase's is different because he's still under his rookie contract.
Right.
He wants to get paid early like all of these other wide receivers. It honestly would behoove him to wait because he's going to make $5 million more if he just plays out his rookie contract and then has the fifth-year option
You
fight.
Just hope you don't get hurt. Right. The difference between Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk and Ja'Marr Chase and every other example you want to use is those guys have played for the team that they're holding out from.
And honestly, Evan, that sounds minor because he's been such a good player, Hassan Reddick. But I think it matters more than we're giving it credence to.
I think it does, yeah.
I think without having a familiarity with a guy, an understanding of who he is as a player. Like, we can say, oh, this guy's a dog. You don't know he's a dog until you put on the pads on a Sunday afternoon and you see him in the trenches with your guys. That's the only, like, to say it beforehand is a lie. It's just to prop him up and make him feel good. Now, is he going to be that? Maybe. I hope so. But they don't know that. The Jets have no idea what he's going to be like on game day. They've never been in a locker room with him. They've never been on game day with him. They don't know what his motor's going to be like. They don't know what his attention to detail is going to be like. They don't know what his football IQ is going to be like. Yeah, you can have scouts, you know, go out and look at him and watch game film and do all these other things. But until you're there,
sure,
you just don't know.
Well, I'll tell you something else, and let me be the first one to say it, because it is Tuesday of a football week. And I think you worked with me last year and know well enough that I'm going to tell you how I feel. Sometimes I'm very positive. Sometimes I'm very negative.
There's no way you're positive on this one.
Well, you're dead on. I think the Jets are going to lose. And the only thing I can't figure out is how and what we're saying on Tuesday. Are we talking about, dare I say, knock on wood, another Aaron Rodgers injury? Are we talking about Aaron Rodgers being the story? He's ineffective. Mm-hmm. There was rust. Are we talking about the offensive line struggling? Are we talking about, wow, they didn't give the ball to Breece Hall enough? Are we talking about the defense? Are we saying, wow, this defense, we thought they were elite. We thought they were going to morph into the 85 Bears. Are we talking about the lack of a pass rush? Are we sitting here on Tuesday and the Hassan Reddick story, which is a story, but it's a bubbling story? Because at the end of the day, Hassan Reddick is not a household name to many casual football fans. Right. He's not the star quarterback. So it's not the lead story. It's on our minds, but it's not the lead story. And what I wonder about in my negativity for this week, and now I'm negative about the week. I'm not negative about the season. I have a good feeling. They're facing the defending NFC champions. Like, what about well, I'm facing some bums?
Who are damn good.
We're very good. No doubt. So what I wonder is, are we sitting here a week from today bemoaning, oh my God, they need Hassan Reddick? And that's my worry.
Yeah.
Because he's not walking through that door. At least it doesn't feel that way. Let's go to Matt calling from Hillsboro. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. So has anyone held out this long and not gotten hurt, able to finish the season? And if the answer is no, is the point moot? There's no point in offering a bigger contract anyway. He's not going to finish the season anyhow.
Huh. That's it. I mean, that would take some research to look into, but I'm trying to think of guys.
I'll tell you off the top of my head, it seems like everybody pulls a hammy.
Yeah.
To a T.
Yeah.
Whether it's Darrell Revis or you name it.
Because that's who I was thinking of. Revis was one.
I'll give you another one. I'll give you one of your guys. Odell Beckham Jr. held out in his rookie year, got to camp late, and then what happened? He got hurt.
But he got hurt in camp, so that was different.
But don't you think the holdout impacted that?
Maybe. Or maybe he was hurt, that's why he was holding. I don't know. But his point is correct. Unless you're doing football stuff, football-related activities, and playing at the speed that's necessary, there's no way you can be ready for it.
But is there a difference?
Like, it's like when, hell, this happens at our age. I'm going to play softball last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was. We had the Evan and Craig softball game with Tiki and Tierney.
Remember that? That was fun.
It was, well, forget it was fun.
What?
I'm in good shape.
Yes.
No, I'd say I'm in great shape.
You're in great shape.
But I haven't played softball in a long time.
Man, I haven't diving catch
haven't,
that day.
But
too,
I haven't sprinted in a long time.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. I'm an athlete. First step back, I pull my quad.
Meanwhile, I'm not in good shape. I played the entire game.
Right.
No injuries.
I was about to die with a pulled quad. So, again, it's a bad example because I'm obviously a retired, washed-up football player. But how are you going to come off the street, off your couch, basically, and go play 50
plays? Okay, but I have two questions related to this. Number one, does the position you play impact the risk of injury that you have after a long holdout?
Edge rusher is difficult to evaluate because it's everything. It's the physicality of colliding with people. It's sudden bursts when you try to get off the edge and go around an offensive lineman. And then it's like the weight of being levered upon. And so when I say that, Trent Williams, let's say Hassan Reddick is up against Trent Williams. Trent Williams is a massive human being, 6'7", 340, 50, whatever the hell he is. If he puts his hands on you and he leans on you or you're trying to run past him, that's like pressure into joints that you haven't felt yet, right? You haven't built that leverage muscle, like the whether it's your quad or your IT band or what. You haven't built that muscle up by repetition yet because you haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
You've been sitting on your couch or you're working out in the gym or, you know, running around the field. You just haven't done the physicality that it takes. And so that's why I say, even if this gets done tomorrow, Hassan Reddick's not playing more than 20 plays.
Well, that was the other question. So Bryce Huff last year was one of the more frustrating things towards the end of the year. He, on average, would be on the field for about 45% of snaps.
Yes.
That's how often he was out there.
Yes.
To give you perspective on Hassan Reddick with Philadelphia, he was out there for 75% of snaps.
Exactly. And he's not doing that.
He's not. No, absolutely. So even if he came back, we talk about injury, how it affects him. He'll be out there for how many plays?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
I think it's less than 30.
Shouldn't this apply to Trent Williams, though? He only signed today.
I think it's different.
It's a left tackle.
It's different with a left tackle.
You say because, that? Well, Andrew Thomas was extremely hobbled by pulling hamstring.
But think about, but he wasn't hurt.
No, but I'm saying he got hurt. I know he played,
Think about what an edge rusher does, or even a cornerback or a wide receiver, versus what a tackle does. Now, I'm not saying their job is easier, because it's obviously a lot of like head games and understanding how you're going to get attacked by the edge rusher, or passing off, you know, defensive line games with the guard, like all that familiarity is important. But when you're a tackle, you basically have to kick, right? And he knows how to kick. Trust me, he's done it. He's 36 years old and he's been all pro. I don't know how many times, but he knows how to do the basics of what he's doing. The basis of what an edge rusher has to do is it's so variable that you just don't.
He's also joining a new defense.
Yes. Like, he's never done it before.
He's never done it before. He's going to show up into that room, if he ever shows up, and literally shake people's hands and say, "Nice to meet you."
Yeah. I bet he knows some of the guys, but
I'm sure. It's a small world, I'm sure, but it's so different, and it's concerning. We'll get back to your calls in a second. 888-808-1019, plus the return of Posted and Toasted. We'll get back to a little mix of football and baseball calls here on this Tuesday. Coming up, 888-808-1019, plus we'll get an update on Gerrit Cole, who left last night's start a little bit early. But it is time for a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
So I got these old tweets from some of our fellow WFN coworkers, and you tell me who tweeted it. You ready?
I am.
Number one, July 17th, 2019.
2019.
I know he was mocked for his bizarre presser, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what Adam Gase does with this Jet offense. Lots of weapons and finally a quarterback with the skill to deliver and brain to process what is asked of him. This is going to be fun.
Easily BT.
He doesn't even need choices. I give him choices anyway, just in case. Sal Licata, Tiki Barber, Brandon Tierney,
E.T.,
or Boomer Esiason.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
I mean, I expect you to get that because you did work with him.
Oh, I remember how high he was on that team and Gase, and then after, I don't know, 4 weeks.
He turned.
He was like, why the hell did we hire this guy?
Adam Gase.
He just got fired by the Miami Dolphins. You need to take a year off to collect who you are. You're going to do the same crap.
I love to find positivity before a new beginning, like new head coach, new manager. I always try to find it.
Yeah.
Adam Gase was the most negative I had ever been. And Beningo was, we were lockstep on this, the most negative I had ever been.
So what was it for you?
Before he was a rumor, I hated it. So I brought it up to Joe. I'll never forget this. He was out that day. It was right around Christmas season. And the Jets had finally moved on from Todd Bowles.
Yep.
And it was the last. He came
on. He actually turned out to be a pretty good coach.
More on that at a later date. So Joe is a guest on the show because he was off. So I popped him on. We're talking about Bowles being fired. And lastly, I say, by the way, Joe, the one thing we can do is hire Adam Gase. And he's like, what? Is that a rumor? Is that a thing? And I said, not yet. But the Dolphins just got rid of him. I could totally see that being a thing. And Joe's like, you got it. No, thank you. And I said, well, hopefully I'm wrong. 2 days later, it became a thing. Okay. We're going nuts about it. Like, you can't hire this clown show. And so it was not a hire we wanted. And the reason I was negative is because I watched a lot of Dolphin football and I thought he sucked. Mm-hmm. And what drove me nuts is these Dolphin fans, like, would call up and say, oh, you're wrong. He's going to be great. You don't understand. And I'm like, are you, like, sabotaging us? Like, is that what this is?
Yeah.
JJ used to say that. John Jastrzemski, the great John Jastrzemski. I don't have a negative word to say about him, but you're like his best friend. He was promoting Gase to the Jets. And I'm like, JJ.
He had that thing, in Gase we trust. That was the big thing. Then again, the standards are so low in Miami that anything that brings them success, they prop up like they're the next, you know, Bill Belichick. But he was horrible.
I hate Google. Because what's he doing now? I have no idea.
Well, he's coaching high school.
Whatever. That was a made-up story.
It's a made-up story. I have no idea what he's doing now. So I Google, and the first thing that pops up is Adam Gase eyes.
Of course. He became known for that, and I want to make this clear.
That's why I hate Google.
No, we were not against Adam Gase because of his eyes. We were against Adam Gase long before his eyes were popping.
Well, you guys wanted McCarthy. That was the big thing. You guys wanted Mike McCarthy, and Adam Gase was like last on your list.
And by the way, as much as McCarthy's been a disappointment to some in Dallas, I own that. I stand by that. Would the Jets have been better off if they hired Mike? Well, I tell you one negative thing, Rodgers wouldn't be here.
All right, but hold on. Mike McCarthy, and again, should he be on the hot seat? Absolutely. Because what they're... The expectation has been for a long time, and what they are also currently paying a lot of their talent, they should be winning, and they're not. And it always happens in critical moments in the postseason. Always.
No doubt.
Now, regular season coach, 100% of the time, take him.
I would take that.
Exactly right.
Very good. So one for Tiki without even needing the multiple choices. Here is post number two. This is from January 21st, 2013. Since it's flu season, I would like to be taken off the list for hug day. Unless you're a hot chick. In that case, hug away. That's very creepy.
Can I guess before I'll keep guessing before I get the list.
Yeah, let's see.
Go ahead. That was Gio.
You think that was Gio?
Yeah.
Well, here are your four choices. Greg Giannotti, Tommy Lugauer, Evan Roberts, or Al Dukes. All of which I think were single at this time.
Yeah.
So it's less creepy because we weren't saying it. Mm-hmm. If when we were in some kind of coupling.
Yeah.
Now, Gio's an option, so is that your answer?
Or it was 2020. It wasn't 2020.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it were germs.
That's true.
Right. So it was way before the pandemic. Maybe Zika was a thing then, but I can't remember.
Well, it sure clearly shows you somebody that cares about germs and is also like very, you know, creepy.
I kind of want to say Al.
So you're going for
wrong.
But for which one, Al or Gio?
Wrong for Al.
Oh, all right.
But I think it was Gio.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're wrong.
Oh, wow. It's down to Loogie or Evan.
Oh, boy. It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't you.
Yeah, I would never say something like that.
Yeah.
Tommy Lugauer.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
Oh, how old were you then? 12?
2013? Well, I've acted like I was 12. I was, what, 28, I think?
It's a very creepy message. Do you regret that one, by the way?
No.
Would you go back and delete that now?
I would not delete that. What's creepy about it? That I want a hot chick to hug me during flu season?
I don't know. It just seems creepy. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sick. Are you? Let's hug and find
out. I'll throw it right back at you. He thought it was Gio. So is Tiki saying that Gio is creepy?
No,
are you saying that, Evan?
Gio likes to do comedy. So,
and what am I doing over here? Not comedy? I'm a comedian.
Unfortunately, I think you were dead ass serious.
I was dead ass serious, let's be honest.
Yes. No doubt about it. You were dead ass serious?
And when I saw this tweet, I go... Could you still say chick back in 2013?
Maybe
they canceled that word.
Maybe that's a part of it. It's not like it hasn't been canceled by any stretch, but it's just not used as much, maybe.
Yeah.
It's kind of a chick? 2000. Yeah, I don't think people use it as much.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
I think it depends on how and when you use it, but I still use it in my personal life, but I don't think I would tweet it that word.
I wouldn't say it's like a canceled offensive word.
No.
I would just say it's just not. I don't know. It comes across creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the word is what comes across creepy. It's that he's just looking to hug hot women.
Yeah.
What are you getting out of a hug?
You want him to tell you that? He'll give you an answer.
I guess it depends how cold it is.
All right. Here's post number three from October 9th, 2013. I'm going to pretend that the picture of Gerrit Cole as a kid at the 2001 World Series doesn't exist. Is that... Sal Licata, Evan Roberts, Al Dukes, or Greg Giannotti? I'm going to pretend the picture of Gerrit Cole as a kid at the 2001 World Series doesn't exist.
Hmm.
Why would someone want that not to exist?
I don't know. That's why I'm confused, right? This is 2013.
2013.
2013. Why would you not look? Because the ad. Tell me the options again.
That would be Sal Licata, me, Dukes, or Gio.
I want to say Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
I don't think Al Dukes knew who Gerrit Cole was in 2013.
This has got to be Evan, because this would have been after Gerrit Cole was drafted or going to be drafted by the Yankees. Evan didn't want him to be a Yankee. He was high on him as a prospect. He'd be the only one that cares about
him. So you think it was me?
You're wrong.
Maybe it's a guy that worked in Pittsburgh.
You losers!
It's Gio. Yeah. Gerrit Cole was in Pittsburgh. And I can imagine what that feels like if you're a Pirate fan
it's
or in the
funny
media.
Because you don't want him. I've almost forgotten that.
There you go.
It's crazy. I shouldn't, but I've almost forgotten he was in Pittsburgh
because
of the success that he had in Houston.
That's right. Gerrit Cole? I thought you were talking about Gio.
No.
I forgot he was in Pittsburgh.
No.
I'm like, it was a while ago. He's been here for so long, but, you meant Gerrit Cole. Yeah.
Gerrit Cole. I didn't register that connection.
Yeah, no, he was there for a while, and he was up and down. Like, it took him a while to finally blossom.
Right.
All right, here's your final post. This is from February 9th, 2022. The number one snack cake of all time is Drake's Devil Dog. The number one snack cake of all time is Drake's Devil Dog. Is that Al Dukes, Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, or Craig Carton?
Mm. Craig Carton?
First time Craig's been an option. Good to see you.
Do you have a time on this? Can I get
a time?
Assist? A time.
9 a.m.
Okay, so it wasn't Craig.
What does that mean?
Because he wouldn't have been up.
He wouldn't have been up.
I know he is up now. I'm going to say that was Sean.
You're wrong.
Oh, man. See, what Tiki did is he stereotyped you as a larger individual that has a strong opinion
you
on...
You just know how to eat.
Well, not only that, I turned to Lugia and go, I wonder if this is me because I do believe that.
Oh, you do believe that?
I stand by
so
the
So do I get half credit?
No. He didn't tweet it.
But he got half... He believed it. He probably liked it.
Matter of fact, fat people get labeled for liking Twinkies too much. Devil Dog is the fat person.
Devil Dog is a great snack, but how would you define a snack cake? Like, what's a snack cake?
I think anything made by Hostess or Drake's that's cream-filled of any sort, depending on...
So a Hostess cupcake would count
The Ring Ding, the Funny Bone, all of that.
I would say the Devil Dog is probably number one.
See, you just went through, like, six different types of processed cakes.
Yes.
They're on shelves.
How do you think we got here, T?
I'm just saying.
You think there was a lot of yogurt in my packed lunch?
That you would know all of them. Therefore, I deducted that this was your tweet.
You're wrong.
It's not Sean. You can keep saying it. Doesn't make it true.
I'm just giving you my reasoning.
All right. You want to give me the answer?
Yes.
Who do you think the answer is?
Well, Sean thought it was himself.
So. I also now, outside of Craig and me, forgot the other two choices.
C-Mac and Al.
Al Dukes or C-Mac?
I bet you this is it. Food guy Craig, me and Chris bigger guy. It's the skinny guy Al.
Ball hammock.
You are correct. That is Al Dukes, yes. And I agree with his opinion on that. I think you're 100% right.
I don't know if I've had one.
Really? You haven't had a Devil Dog?
That explains the NFL career and the rest of us not having one.
That's a fair point. Speaking of social media posts, before we get back to your calls, the Giants put out this video the other day. I never got to see it because it got deleted for whatever reason. I guess it was enough of the Giants to say we got to get rid of it. And it revealed Giant players' favorite smells. Okay, very, very simple, fun question. Like, what's your favorite smell? And a lot of Giants gave the answer that I would give. Like, if I asked somebody what your favorite smell is, my answer would be gasoline. I think gasoline smells amazing. Oh, absolutely.
Favorite, like, bad smell or favorite smell in general?
I think smell in general. Like, I'm a big gasoline fan. I like that smell.
Warm apple pie.
You go warm apple pie? Interesting. I don't want to know Lugie's answer. It's probably going to be very creepy.
I can't say it on the radio. I would say this. You get high off that, Evan. Gasoline.
Well, I've never gotten high off it, but maybe this is why I like pumping my own gas, because when I go to pump my own gas, I get a big whiff of it, and I like it. And I'm not crazy, because, again, most of the Giants gave that answer. They said gas. Brian Burns of the New York Football Giants, who I like, gave one of the oddest answers you'll ever hear. And I think this is why the Giants deleted the video. Because Brian Burns gave, you want to call it a controversial answer? Fine, it's a controversial answer. Do you want to know what it is?
I think I know, but go ahead.
Brian Burns said his favorite smell is his own farts.
Oh, God.
And the Giants, I guess, felt compelled that maybe this was embarrassing, I don't know, to get rid of that tweet. Now, what do you make of that?
I mean, really?
Yeah, you think I'm making this up?
So, I just spit nine and a half, maybe even longer.
Smelling farts?
10 hours on a plane back from Italy. And for whatever reason, there was somebody near me who just kept farting.
Really?
You didn't hear it. You could just, it is, that is the most disgusting thing when you're on a plane and you can't escape it.
Right.
So there's no way that I can co-sign that.
Well,
at all.
In fairness to Brian Burns,
I almost wanted to turn around and be like, whoever the hell that is, would you just stop?
In fairness to Brian Burns, this poor guy sat a week eating pasta nonstop and now has nervous airline farts. You got to give that guy a pass.
That's also like other people's farts are very different than your own. Like, isn't that a huge difference? You can't compare Brian Burns saying, quote, sometimes I enjoy my own.
Aren't they all
the same? No. Absolutely not. I'll give you proof of it. I apologize for this, but I want to give you an answer.
Yes.
If you go to the restroom, like I just went to the restroom, I had to go, and someone was, you know, going, it smells horribly. Like you have to hold your nose, you want to get the hell out of there.
Yes.
But you never do that for your own self. When you go to the bathroom, you don't have to do that. So there's a huge difference between other people and your own.
That's because I think you're judging your own health subconsciously when you do that.
Or you're a sick freak.
Are you saying Brian Burns is a sick freak, Dylan? Yes.
No, but my
he is. Well, but I hope it leads to unbelievable production on the football field.
My follow-up, because I was in a one of my fraternity brothers used to do this. Did he do a Dutch oven, like, or is it just one of those things where he lets it out into the air? Did he roll up a piece of newspaper? I need to know his methods.
He didn't give his methods. What he did say is they don't smell that bad, and if you eat right, you're fine, which I thought was another little statement by Burnsy.
I could see that.
Basically saying, listen, I'm healthier than you, so my farts, like the Tiki's, I hate using the word fart, it's so classless. What's the other word? Flatulence.
Yeah.
Does Tiki's flatulence smell better than Sean's just because Tiki's in a lot better shape? Is that really a
100%.
That's not true. Mm. It's all dependent on what you ate the night before.
Right. Mm. And I probably eat worse than you.
Yeah. I mean, Tiki has a mountain of cheese fries, and the night before I'm eating a chopped salad, guess what? Barbara's farts are stinking more.
Interesting.
Can we all agree our wives are way healthier than us?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they just don't do it.
Well, they definitely do.
I've never smelled my wife's
flatulence. But that's why. Because you're either thinking you're smelling perfume, but it's actually her fart, because they're healthier. Meaning we only smell our disgusting stuff because we're disgusting humans. Women are healthier. They probably have nice-smelling farts, but we think it's something else.
No, we like to pretend women aren't doing it. My mother-in-law will go into my daughter's room to leave her gas because she's embarrassed to do it in front of us.
Your daughter's room? That seems cruel.
My daughter's room stinks after my mother-in-law leaves.
Jesus, Bethany, did the room clear out?
My daughter points it out. So women sneak attack in different parts of people's houses.
Does this make you look...
That's smart on their part, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Does it make you look at Brian Burns any different, or are we all good with him still?
No, that's a man. That's a man looking to do the dirty work. He likes the disgusting stuff, and that's going to lead to sacks.
Okay. You good with him,
what, what he said.
What he said.
Do you think when he sacks a quarterback, he leaves him a little present?
That's when he's shooting the spider webs out.
This is why they deleted that post, by the way.
Because of this discussion,
right? Because this is what it's going to turn into.
Well, here's what the Giants have to realize. Just because you delete a video doesn't mean it goes away.
Nope.
Let's get back to your phone calls. 888-808-1019. Rob is in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Rob?
What up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, man? Big fan, listen all the time.
Appreciate it.
I'm telling you now, though, I'm a huge Niner fan. There's no way his 100 days can be ready, only for the fact, look at Bosa last year.
Yeah.
He's probably the best in the game. Right.
Yeah, Redick, but both. Oh, yeah. You're talking about Hassan Reddick. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah. No, Bosa was out for, you know, he came back sooner. You know, he had some training camp.
Yeah.
But now this guy's going to go right to the end. There's no way he's ready for the first 6 weeks, at least.
And you know what the truth is, Rob? And it's a great example, because we had a caller earlier mention these guys that hold out and they come back late, they all tend to get hurt. And look, we'd have to go through every single person that held out, but my memory kind of agrees with that. It seems like everyone does get hurt. It's why the Jets are probably better off not rushing him back.
I would agree with that. And I forgot how early Nick Bosa got hurt last year. But, I mean, it happened in week 3, or maybe week 2, whatever it is. But he missed week 3 through 17 after tearing his ACL. And it comes down to what I was saying. Like, the edge rushing, the edge rusher has so many different ways that he has to maneuver his body to get to the quarterback, that if you're not, like, calloused, it's the wrong word because that's usually for your hands and stuff, but you know what I mean. You get the metaphor. If you're not calloused for that, you're going to get hurt, period. And so I fear for guys that play that specific position that hold out and then come back and think they can just come play.
I think what's tough as a fan is it's 1 week in a 17-game season. The Jets' schedule after San Francisco is pretty soft when you look at Tennessee, New England, Denver, and even the Minnesota game out in London, wherever it is. Yeah, London.
Yeah.
But in the moment, you haven't seen the Jets play a real football game in almost a year.
I know.
I want to win.
Yeah.
So part of me is like, well, what gives them the best chance to win? Having Hassan Reddick on the field would do that, but you don't want to risk long-term injury.
They just can't get blown out. That to me, that's what week one for them is Monday Night Football.
Or Aaron get hurt. Those are the two things.
Exactly.
Like, one thing I learned last year, and trust me, I learned my lessons. If the Jets lose Aaron Rodgers to some kind of potentially big injury, but then shockingly beat the Niners anyway, I will not be in as good of a mood as I oddly was a year ago
It means nothing.
This year.
It means nothing is what you're saying.
It'll mean something, but it will mean less than the euphoria I had off of the victory against Buffalo a year ago, even though my brain also told me, oh my God, we're screwed. Nick is calling from New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Evan, how are you, my man?
Good, man. What's up?
So I just heard you say something so egregious that I had to call up this radio station.
Yeah, go ahead.
You just said you've never smelt your wife's fart.
Never have.
Walk me through that. How? Do you not live with each other?
We do.
How does that work?
We do. We sleep in the same bed. We share the same bathroom. I don't know what it is. I think it's magic.
I know. I can't buy
you
that.
Come on. What are you accusing me of? You think I'm making it up, or do you think my wife has magic farts? Like, what do you think it is?
I don't think you're being too forthcoming. I know you got you can see things with the Knicks, the Nets, you go to a lot of sporting events. I get it. You love your sports. There's no way you've never not smelled your wife's fart.
Saying,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Right.
I'm hanging up.
Hang up and listen. So are you saying
that's the most random, weird hang up and listen
that is hang up
that I think has ever come to the fan?
My rhetorical question is: do you think I'm lying to be in the good graces of my wife? Like she allows me to do so much great stuff.
I think that's what he was getting at.
She doesn't even listen. She's not listening right now.
But somebody could tell her.
Boy, your husband's. I think I said it to her recently. We had a beautiful anniversary night out. It was a wonderful evening.
Oh, happy anniversary!
Thank you very much. And we went out. We didn't have to worry about our kids. They were with the grandparents. We had a wonderful night out. Night in, night out. We had a great time. And I even made a comment. I was sort of half in a bag when I said it, but I was like, boy, I got that, baby. We've been married for 9 years. I've never smelled your farts. I did say that.
No, you didn't.
Because I never have.
Why would that come up at all?
Because I'm a weird guy, Teague.
Clearly. Yeah.
He likes when he drinks. He likes to record podcasts and talks about his wife's flatulence. Evan, I also got to say, you get here at 11 a.m., usually get home by 8 p.m. Your wife's a wonderful woman. Maybe that is just deflating time for her.
Nah.
Maybe.
She just stocks up, and the whole day she's just walking around.
But you know what's funny? Like when you first meet somebody, and this goes both ways, you sometimes act a little differently around them. You're telling me after 9 years of marriage, my wife is still actively saying, I've got to hide that around my husband?
Yes. Women do that.
Really?
100%.
Well, she is a dream woman. I give her a lot of credit. And your wives, they don't smell well. Is that what you're saying, T?
No, my wife doesn't fart around me either.
Oh, so you've never smelled it either?
But I have.
So it's a rarity. It's like seeing the dodo bird.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which was thought to be extinct.
Yeah. I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
I forgot. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. 888-808-1019.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.